They charge for the buildings, Chet's back twitching the whole time, expecting hot lead in the muscles. They slid into a hindquarter stop. They quickly led their horses inside the first Heckle to take cover. The bullet struck the soft adobe and exploded into a cloud of dust. Chet looked over at his 10-year-old nephew to make sure he was safe.
We did some good thinking getting here, Heck.
What should we do now?
Keep your head down. They're a long ways away. That shot came from way over east on the hillside, I imagine.
Holy shit, that far?
Watch your language. Being bushwhacked is no cold for cussing.
I've heard my daddy say...
I don't care. 10-year-old boys aren't supposed to cuss around grown-ups.
Who can I cuss around?
You can cuss around the dog, but better be sure no grown-ups hear you.
What was he doing anyway? Dodging bullets with a 10-year-old freckle-faced boy. Heck was not a grown-up, though at times Chet expected that from him. This Reynolds feud had become more than out of hand. It had reached a serious enough point where he needed to put a stop to it all.
We gonna wait him out?
Let them take a chance. Sometimes ambushes get careless when you don't fight back. They think they won and then swagger into range to see all the damage so they can brag on it.
You ever been in a feud before?
Not unless you call the Comanche years a feud.
They were bad, weren't they?
They took a toll on this will too if we don't stop it.
Reg says we'll have to kill all of them to stop it. Why won't they quit?
They can't. They lost a son in the horse rustling deal. Now the law's after Kenny for Marla Porter's death, and they blame that all on us.
It's hard for me to figure.
Heck, I'm 3 times older than you, and it don't make a lick of sense to me either. He ain't shooting at us. He's shooting so we stay put. I'd say he's sent for more help.
Can I go get some?
Chet rose and looked things over. They could lead a horse out the backside and not lose the cover of the front wall, then drop off the hill into the creek, which would be below the shooter's view.
All right, you lead Doby here down to the creek. Mount him down there, and you keep to this side of the creek until you get to the ford. Then ride like hell for the ranch.
I can do that.
Good. Keep your head down, and if they shoot Doby out from under you, scramble for cover. Tell your dad where the shooter is so they can circle him.
I can. I will.
Chet clapped him on the shoulder. The bone and socket felt too small for Chet to be sending him on such a mission. Nothing would do but to get it done. Chet watched the boy drop off the hill, leading the big horse, and then along the gravel of the creek bed. If he made the shallow ford, he should be safe. Chet recalled some close scrapes of his own with Comanche, not much older than Heck when he had tangled with them either. But that was him, not his brother's 10-year-old son.
Damn it!
He drew out his .44-40 from the scabbard and checked the receiver. It was loaded to the hilt. Staying low, he moved back and dropped under the brink of the hill, then used a bushy cedar for cover. He came back on his hands and knees under it, trying to see the shooter's location on the hillside. With a strong smell of pitch in his nose, he worked the rifle in place until he had himself braced, and then set the sight for the height he'd need to ever reach the slope where he felt the shooter was nested. The shot came from the hillside, and he saw a flash of a red shirt and then the round ball of black smoke. He replied, rapid-firing the Winchester at the source, knowing the range was great and the wind wouldn't help, but... good. He knew he'd gotten close enough to put some fear in the shooter or his mount, anyway. Chet caught a fleeting sight of someone on the move in the brush after the horse, raising the rifle. He laid them down and then retreated backward, expecting the next return bullets from the sharps to be made at his location.
Oh, I'm hit! Somebody help me!
He'd help him, all right. Help him go to hell.
Help! Help, please!
No one moved in to help. It had to be a trap trying to decoy him out in the open for the shooter. Chet went back and found his horse. Rode down on the creek and circled around until he was behind the hill. Then he hitched him to a snag and scrambled up the steep bluff. Then moved in that direction again. Make an Indian-like move so he didn't stumble on the wounded man or into his trap. At last, he spotted the horse. It stood hip-shot downhill, and all he could see through the cedars were its legs. Where was the shooter? Easing his steps, he worked his way closer, six-gun in his fist. Then he heard a moan and slipped around the skirts of a cedar. He found him lying on his back, hardly more than a boy. Scotty Campbell wasn't much older than 16.
Don't reach for the gun.
Huh?
Scotty blinked in disbelief and moved around some to see him.
Where you shot?
My leg.
Who went for help?
Huh?
I asked you who went for help.
Kenny.
Left you here to pin us down, huh?
Yeah. My leg hurts a lot.
Oh, Doc can saw it off. It won't hurt much when he throws it away.
Oh, don't tell me that.
Where'd he go for help?
I don't know. He said we had you pinned down and for me to keep you there by shooting every once in a while, so you'd be there when he got back with help.
Where's the sharps?
I dropped it.
How'd all this get started?
Kenny come by and got me early this morning. He said we'd go see what you all were doing and mess it up.
Where's he been staying?
I don't know, mister. I swear I don't.
You know he's wanted for murder.
He said he never done it.